This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. After my plan Friday night was to do the show and then to apply a generous coat of Frog Lube to my 6 hour P320 carry, which had never been introduced to, Frog Lube. And, well, when everything shut down, I got to apply it earlier. And now it, too, smells like a York peppermint patty. But it also is slicker than it was, and I haven't shot this gun yet. Check them out at froglube.com. Let me type this in real quick. Somebody's getting a little frustrated. Let's see. Go to GCN Live. Click Listen Now. And click my name. I don't want him to be frustrated if possible. Did that not even type? Or did it? Let's see if it did, and it just didn't recycle there. No, it didn't. Anyway, go to GCNLive.com. Click Listen Live. And then click my name. I do like it when my... Did that type that time? Yes! There we go. Carrying spare ammunition with your carry gun. Now, with my carry gun, I either am going to carry one spare or two. So that means with my lowest capacity gun that I'm carrying between 31 and 46 rounds, which ought to be enough. Another reason, though, to carry spare ammunition is that magazines fail. Or you might need more than X number of shots. Or you may need to think about possibly even a backup gun. A great number of police officers carry one, as do a great number of concealed carriers, whether it's a snubby or a micro 380 in a pocket or in an ancillary, you know, in an ancillary pistol in a concealed carry holster away from the dominant carry position. Back in the day, when revolvers were the issue gun, a lot of guys carried their 4-inch Smith Model 10, or Colt News Service, or Police Positive, Ruger Security 6, and so on, with a 2-inch snub in the pocket as a backup gun. Back then, the reloads were something called speed loaders, and, you know, that's... And as a matter of course, resorting to the backup gun, or the bug as it's often called, was said to be more common than reloading for many because it's quicker. That's the thing about wheel guns. Multiple wheel guns being carried was a practice for almost as long as revolvers have been around. So carrying multiple pistols was a standard practice in many cavalry units. Members of Mosby's Rangers, a Confederate cavalry unit, was known to carry 4, 2 in belt holsters and 2 more on the saddle or in their riding boots. Some have taken it to calling it carrying spare ammunition with another pistol wrapped around it, which in this era of autoloaders is very handy when carrying pistols that accept the same magazines like a Glock or a Smith or Wesson M&P double stack model. That's the reason that I have, I'm not a real big new Glock buyer now. I do like some of the things that Glock taught me, like with the SIGs, the carry. Carries will use the same magazines as the full size, the same 17-round magazines. And it works just fine, and that's what I was looking for. But one of the things about carrying spare ammunition with a gun this size is carrying a spare gun becomes cumbersome. there's a lot of hardware to carry on a regular basis. So a magazine or two is a lot more manageable. But let's ask the question, which is better to carry, a backup magazine or a backup gun? This is an onion that needs to be peeled. First, the odds you'll need your gun while subject to an economy of scale such as location, time of day, are low. Since most shootings are concluded with only a few shots fired, the odds you'll need more than five shots and the typical snubby are lower still. So on that basis, do you feel like you need to carry a second gun in case you not only have to use your gun, which isn't very likely, but need more rounds than it carries, which is even rarer? Some people are content to leave that to chance. But then you see an instance like the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, where this was not just a attack, it was a siege. It was a coordinated military-type operation, where not only was numerically having a lot of ammunition a good idea, it was actually the best idea. So you have to ask yourself, in this day and age, are you willing to sit out there and say, well, I've got this 15-shot pistol, I don't have to reload it till I've only got 15 shots gun, and I only need five, so why carry a spare magazine? This is why I carry two. But the spare magazine accounts for the propensity for magazines to malfunction. And that's the most common cause for a semi-auto to malfunction. And it also gives you more rounds. If you're carrying a 1911, which nowadays you can get them, the standard seems to be 8 rounds, which is, you know, with the first round of the chamber, which you should be carrying it that way. You now have 9 shots on tap plus 8 more. You need to be carrying 2 spares because these are thinner. They're carrying less. One thing to remember, and I don't mean this to be critical, all of you revolver lovers, I understand that you love your revolvers. Speed loaders, speed strips, they're only speedy when you have practice hands. This is something, loading with a speed loader is more of an acquired taste than, you know, dropping a magazine and sticking another one in. Carrying a backup gun or backup magazine wrapped in a gun also hedges against other firearms failures, such as a faulty recoil spring and so on, unless both the guns have faulty magazines. So time isn't so much the issue when semi-auto is concerned. A backup magazine can be inserted in the slide return to battery in about the same time as a backup can be drawn, possibly faster with practice. But if you're carrying a snub-nosed revolver, carrying a second snub-nosed revolver and doing a New York reload, as they call it, is going to be faster than using a speed loader. And in the age of mass shootings, or if you're facing multiple attackers, giving a second gun to somebody else to use can be quite helpful. The long and short of this is there's no real wrong or correct answer, because each method is going to have its benefits and drawbacks. A backup gun offers a touch more insurance against failure, and in some cases it makes additional rounds easier and faster to get downrange. But it comes at the cost of weight and hassle for the sake of insuring against some incredibly long odds for the civilian carrier. The other thing to consider about carrying a backup, if I were going to carry a tandem set of guns, now, okay, the only tandem set of guns I might possibly consider now is the full-size P320 and the carry P320, which the carry P320 is a beefy gun all by itself. It is roughly the same size as a Glock 19. Of course, it has the higher bore axis on it because it's a SIG. But so it's not likely that I'm going to carry a second gun, if that's the case. Either one of those guns will do me just fine. Any of my agency pistols will do me fine. My Nighthawk will do me fine. And I practice with them all. So I have the practice hands. So no spare guns for me. Spare ammunition every day, though. Every day, folks. Every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is more than a lubrication company. Frog Lube is, it's a company that is both going to help you lubricate your weapon, it's going to protect your weapon, it's going to make sure that your weapon is going to function all the time. It's a solvent. It's a lubricant. It's a treatment. Check them out at froglube.com. In the gun world, we have been treated to many, many made up memes, if you will. That's the new word for things nowadays, the slogans that people throw out there. We've been told that 40% of all guns are bought without a background check, which is a monstrous amount of guns, by the way, when you consider how many guns are bought with a background check, which probably would make the gun grabbers sort of pause in a moment saying, well, wait a minute, that can't be right, can it? If they actually did that math. We've been told that 90% of all American gun owners and members of the NRA want universal background checks. This is the kind of thing we get assaulted with all the time. Then this becomes something that gets perpetuated. It gets debunked. It gets fact-checked. Somebody looks it up. Somebody looks at the study they're quoting or something like that. And then 9 times out of 10, it gets debunked. But still, the liars will continue with their narrative. Now, we in the Second Amendment business, we that push for your freedom and everything else, this is nothing new. This is the status quo. This is the way they do it. The way we refute it is a different way. So it's with a little bit of almost amusement that I look at them take the template that they have been employing all of these years with gun control, and now they're using it everywhere else. Like somebody who has 5 minutes to observe what you're doing can't see the pattern, you stupid leftists. When Hillary Clinton claimed 17 intelligence agencies agree on Russian meddling in the third presidential debate, a host of media outlets, including the New York Times, rated the claim as 100% true. 9 months later, those same outlets say the stat is obviously false, and there's been a simple explanation as why all along. But when you look at how that claim survived and thrived over the past 9 months, this reveals a startling lack of skepticism on the press when it comes to the Russian narrative. Of course, it has nothing to do with Russia. Of course, the truth is the great majority of the 17 agencies that make up the U.S. Intelligence Committee had nothing to do with the investigation and made no judgments about the matter at all. The reason of the views of 4 intelligence agencies, not all 17 were included in the assessment, is simple. They were the ones tracking and analyzing the Russian campaign, according to the New York Times Now. The rest were doing other work. Strange admission for the New York Times, since its star political reporter recently reiterated the false claim as she was in the middle of writing an article characterizing Trump as stubbornly foolish. The latest presidential tweets were proof to dismayed members of Mr. Trump's party that he still refuses to acknowledge a basic fact agreed upon by 17 American intelligence agencies he now oversees. Russia orchestrated the attacks, and it did it to help him get elected, according to Maggie Haberman of the New York Times. Her story was later corrected to reflect the basic fact that only 3 agencies working under the DNI contributed to the intelligence community's conclusion. That's where the left hand really doesn't know that the right hand's even there. The left hand doesn't even know there's another arm. Now, we've been hearing about this the whole time, right? We've been hearing about this. The other thing that is missed in this, let's play I'll play your stupid game, leftists, now. I'll play your stupid game, leftists, but here's a question for you. If Trump was doing this, all of this would have had to have happened prior to the November election, right? So everything that was orchestrated on Trump's behalf that he knew about, why didn't Obama stop it? Because Obama was in charge at that time. Obama was in charge all the way up to January the 20th. Why didn't Obama stop it? This happened under a Democrat's watch, on a Democrat's watch. Even if all 17 said yes, this happened on Obama's watch. Does that change your mind about what happened? Trump He drew some attention to the corrections having to be made at a high-profile press conference in Poland, said they had to apologize and they had to correct. The New York Times, CNN, and others quickly spun up articles and tweets aimed at steering the conversation away from this uncomfortable truth about their proliferation of an outright false claim and back to the more comfortable "isn't Trump an idiot" narrative. Then we have PolitiFact. 17 intel agencies are for either way. Russia conclusion still valid. Trump still doesn't seem to believe his intelligence agencies, according to CNN. New York Times took it a step further, dismissing the truth of the claim as a technicality and then accusing Trump of spreading a misleading narrative by correcting the record. Their headline on a story about Trump calling them out for pushing a bogus claim: Trump misleads on Russian meddling, why 17 intelligence agencies don't need to agree. But then again, why hasn't somebody asked the obvious question about these intelligence agencies? Let's say it's just the three. If they knew it was happening, or why didn't they know it was happening? But let's say if they didn't know it was happening, does this mean that everybody needs to be fired? No. Does this mean that, I don't know what it means. Here's what it means, okay? We meddle. Barack Obama meddled in the Israeli election. He doesn't like Netanyahu. Netanyahu, no matter how you feel about Israel, Netanyahu is a soldier. He is a man who has busted his knuckles up for his country. And now he's in charge. And he was twice the man Barack Obama ever hoped of being. And Barack Obama didn't like that. Netanyahu was not a very enlightened man in his view. So we, the United States, try to interfere in that election. We interfere in elections all the time. And for all of you who are sitting around going, Russia, 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 if you have just now noticed this happens, we got bigger problems than the Russians. But this happens all the time. And it didn't happen the way they're saying. It happened all under the watch of Obama and the 17 organizations they keep talking about. Why didn't they catch it? And since they didn't catch it or they didn't stop it, why should we believe them now, even if that was a thing? I'm just rambling. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
How did you become addicted?
A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By the way, some of you are out there saying, Bill, what's this and what's that as far as the bump music is concerned? Email me if you have the question. I'll be happy to tell you. I mean, all of my stuff is music that I listen to. You can email me to ask me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. And I'll be happy to tell you because I know how to pick them. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is its preparation in containers. The solvent is going to clean your gun like nothing you've ever seen. The lubrication, I use an extreme. The extreme is going to be extremely effective. And then your gun's going to be treated against all manner of things environmental, which means it's going to run. And that in and of itself is a beautiful thing. That's why I use it. And that's why you should use it. Check them out at froglube.com. For some reason, and I cannot quite ascertain what it is, because I operate in a logic, okay? I operate in a world of critical thinking. I think about what is going on, and I think about what I am seeing. Then I try to figure out what to do about it. When I see something like a poll nowadays, my first thing that I think is that the poll is flawed or it is biased. But I never sit back and go, so there you go. I'm vindicated. I never go by the polls on that. Pew Research, they recently have been doing all these polls about guns, okay? Most national pollsters are back churning out biased and misleading poll numbers because they have finally gotten back after recovering from the shock of their miscalculation on the presidential election. And, well, they've gone back to their old way of business. Rick Havenmeyer, an independent pollster who is president of Technometrica, said, "I do know inherently that there is a Democratic bias in the polls, and most of them will deny it." He leads the polling organizations at Investors Business Daily. Investors Business Daily is a national financial news organization. They were one of the few polling organizations to predict a Trump victory, and they've accurately called the last four presidential elections. Meyer said, "Typically the mainstream media and the major polling companies will never admit their bias to you. This is like an alcoholic not admitting to using alcohol. They are in denial." Democratic pollster Patrick Cadell agreed with Meyer, saying there's a couple of days of shock. And then they moved on because what they could not do is to get to the bottom of their own polling bias. Cadell was the chief pollster for liberal Democratic presidential candidates George McGovern, Jimmy Carter in 1976 and 1980, former Senator Gary Hart in 1984, then Senator Joe Biden in 1988, and California Governor Jerry Brown in 1992. And most recently, Cadell became a Fox News contributor. When they poll the public, most mainstream firms will overload for Democrats, underload for Republicans and conservatives. This according to Francis Combs, managing editor of Rasmussen Reports. John Zogby, another independent pollster, told the DCNF he sees significant Democratic polling bias. "I'm a liberal Democrat, but I always felt that other polls oversampled Republicans and oversampled Democrats and undersampled Republicans." Zogby is the founder of the internationally acclaimed Zogby Poll and his senior partner, John Zogby Strategies. Since the 2016 election, some polling companies have continued to survey registered or likely voters, a practice usually deployed near election time. And these include pollsters at The Economist, Rasmussen, Fox News, and USA Today. But most of the major leftist news and polling organizations, including Reuters, CBS, CNN, Gallup, and CNBC, only survey adults from age 18 and up, which includes a large number who never or only rarely vote. This cohort seldom follows the public policy controversies as closely as a likely voter. They are the true, misinformed, low-info voter. Kyle Condick, the managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball, said, "If I was to start doing a poll of presidential approval, I personally would do registered voters. The website for independent national pollster Larry Sabato is Sabato's Crystal Ball," and he said this, he's out of Virginia. "If you're looking specifically at trying to figure out the electoral effects, you're probably better off doing registered voters or likely voters." Combs said, "When you get down to it, the voting issues that matter. A sizable number of Americans may not like something, but if they don't care about it enough to vote, it ultimately doesn't matter politically." His company only tracks likely voters. Kathleen Weldon, the director of data operations at the Roper Center, which tracks policy-oriented polls, said pollsters should focus on measuring attitudes of people who care about issues. "If you speak with people who work on policy, you want to know about people who care about an issue. So you can see very different attitudes between people who say that an issue is as important and go to the polls and those who do not." Then there's the American Association for Public Opinion Research, which is the polling industry's trade association. They called the election of Trump a jarring event in their official 2016 election report. But they recovered quickly, and in their May 4th report by the AAOPR, they concluded that national polling companies were not at fault in 2016. They said national polls were generally correct and accurate by historical standards. National polls were among the most accurate in estimating the popular vote since 1936. But shifting from adults to likely voters does appear to be a challenge for pollsters. By the way, their trade organization is full of it. Dr. David Dutwin said, "By and large, we've always reported presidential approval just based on adults 18 and above." He is one of the industry's top pollsters and serves as the executive vice president and chief methodologist at SSRS, the polling company that runs public opinion surveys for the joint CBS New York Times reports. He is also the vice president of the AAOPR, which must mean he's full of it, too. The differences between the two surveying strategies is vividly illustrated in the polling numbers on Trump's job approval. Rasmussen is keeping him between 42 and 57% based on likely voter response. By contrast, Gallup polling adults reports his numbers at 35 to 46%, which is, you know, that's 11%. In the most current period from June 15th to July 5th, those surveying all American adults found Trump's job approval range between 36 to 38%, according to Real Clear Politics. But then when you look at the registered voters or likely voters, his approval numbers jump between 41 to 44%. Could this mean that they're, you know, do you remember when the high schoolers walked out of class? The high schoolers who couldn't vote, who were protesting Trump's, are they surveying those kids? I don't know. Here's what you know about. Here's all you need to know about polls. Polls don't matter. Look at all the information. You decide. Disregard the polls. Pull the handle for who you want to vote for. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. Do not let your decision be swayed, or your decision to vote, for that matter. If there's an exit poll that says the person that's against your guy is going to win no matter what happens, pull that handle anyway. That's exactly what happened in this last election. They're still feeling it in the base of their backside. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
On the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube, I have used Frog Lube for the past 5 years, and for the past 5 years, Frog Lube has not failed me, not once. I have never managed to over-lubricate with it, although I know that there are people that claim that they have. I imagine that's possible. Except Larry Lasky has done so many videos on how to apply Frog Lube, on how to increase your Frog Lube IQ. If you simply would watch them, it is just about the same as breeding. It just happens. But Go do that. Go look and check your Frog Lube IQ. Check them out at froglube.com. All right, I'm going to ask you a question now. I'll be ending this with the same question. I want to ask, what's in it for them? Do you remember the famous Las Vegas advertising slogan, "What happens here stays here"? Well, that's actually a lie. Las Vegas is the crossroads of America. It's the tourist capital of America, the convention capital of America, the fastest growing big city in America, the retirement capital of America, the melting pot of America. So what happens there is symbolic of the corruption, fraud, and rot happening in the GOP across America. You see, in Nevada, GOP U.S. Senator Dean Heller is fighting to keep Obamacare. And then there's Nevada GOP Governor Brian Sandoval, who was incidentally the first GOP governor to embrace the expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare, who now says repealing and replacing Obamacare would harm the Nevada economy. So I want you to take a moment. Does everybody remember how scandalous it was for the idea that a Bernie Madoff existed? How much money he stole? How many people he ruined? I mean, people were walking up to him on the street wanting to kick his butt. Here we have some GOP politicians defending a world-class Bernie Madoff-like fraud that fleeces their loyal base of middle-class voters and small businesses. Isn't that amazing? Even more remarkable, these are Republican leaders fighting desperately to keep the fraud in place. So now we ask, why? What's in it for them? Now, if this is proven as fraud, perhaps the most expensive fraud and scam ever perpetuated in world history, doesn't that make them co-conspirators in the fraud? Let's compare the crimes committed by Obama and the architects of Obamacare to the scam pulled off by a convicted private sector con man, Kevin Trudeau. Here we have a real eye-opener of a comparison. He was the TV infomercial pitch man, Kevin Trudeau. Anyone who watched late-night TV knows him. His 30-minute infomercials ran day and night on cable TV channels for the past decade. The government claimed that his product, which was a book about losing weight, was a fraud. The result, Kevin Trudeau was convicted and sentenced to 10 years in federal prison on February 2014. Now, Trudeau is no saint. According to the government, he scammed about a million people out of $30 each. But did losing $30 affect anybody's life? No. Were they forced to buy at government gunpoint or IRS penalty? No. Yet Trudeau got 10 years in prison for a book. Obama used Obamacare to scam every middle-class American out of thousands of dollars. In some cases, health insurance went from $500 per month to $2,000 per month. And because of the deductible and co-pays that they rose so dramatically, it now covers nothing. That means that Obama's lies scammed most people out of around $25,000 per year. That's $250,000 per decade. That's about $1 million over the course of a lifetime. And with increases in interest, maybe we hit $2 million. All sold. This is per person. Per person. All sold with lies and misrepresentation. What? But think about it. Obama promised rates would go down. Instead, they skyrocketed. Isn't that what he said was going to happen with climate change, by the way? He said that, unfortunately, everybody's power bill was going to have to skyrocket. That's the skyrocketing cost part. That's just, listen, leftists, this is just what you do. Everything goes up under your heavy hand. But when you get out there and you promise rates are going to go down and instead they go up, isn't that consumer fraud? And premiums are currently soaring for 2018. Many states are seeing increases of 20, 30, and 40% year to year. Again. Obama's lawyers argued in front of the Supreme Court that Obamacare wasn't a tax. And yet the entire Obamacare is based on billions of dollars of taxes. Obamacare is nothing but taxes. The biggest tax increase in U.S. history and the most taxes in one bill in history. Isn't that consumer fraud? Now, the government accused Trudeau of lying and exaggerating to sell his weight loss book. Their argument is that what he called weight loss easy on TV. They argued without the lies he couldn't have sold his book. But isn't that exactly how Obama sold his massive Obamacare fraud? Obama promoted how easy and simple and inexpensive Obamacare would be. So, isn't that consumer fraud? Then we heard, if you like your insurance, you can keep it. Well, Obama told this lie while his own internal White House reports showed that up to 93 million Americans would lose their insurance because of Obamacare. So he told the middle class a massive lie to sell his product because he knew if he told the truth, no one would buy that. And the result of that, millions of middle-class Americans lost their health insurance. How does that differ from Kevin Trudeau? But Trudeau's misrepresentations didn't cost a single person their health or their life. And there are thousands of stories of cancer patients losing their insurance coverage or doctors or hospitals or the life-saving medicine they need because of Obamacare. Like Linda Rolane, a Las Vegas woman who lost her battle to brain cancer in 2014 after a three-month delay due to the faulty design of the Nevada Obamacare exchange. Obama said, don't worry, tell that to Linda Rolane's family. His lies and fraud led directly to a patient's death. And there will be many more deaths from Obamacare. And you don't have to believe me. Ask the veterans who died in the VA scandal. Isn't that government-run health care? Weren't those death panels? Every day, Nevadans are out there calling. Radio and TV shows report they lost their insurance because of the high cost of Obamacare. If they die or go bankrupt, aren't his lies and misrepresentations to blame? This fraud makes Madoff look like a small potato. Obamacare is the centerpiece of a purposeful plan to bankrupt the middle class, to fleece us, to redistribute our income, to make us all the wards of the state and welfare queens. And if Kevin Trudeau deserves 10 years in prison, shouldn't Obama receive a life sentence for the fraud he's committed? But even more remarkable is that we have in Nevada, as an example, the two highest elected Republicans in the state of Nevada want to defend the world-class Bernie Madoff-like fraud. They're fighting desperately to keep the fraud in place. And so are many other Republican politicians across this country. Why would they be willing to defend this massive fraud? Why would they be willing to be co-conspirators? And the real question is, what's in it for them? Politicians, you got to watch them so close. They're like mad dogs, really. Can't trust them. You don't want to put them down, but eventually, gosh, I don't know. Anyway, we'll be back again in 21 hours, barring any sunny day power outages. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.